So, Mr. Minister, you tell us your full name and your portfolio in South Sudan.
Yeah, my name is Garang Dinga Kwong, Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment.
So tell me, in South Sudan, Africa's newest nation, what is your portfolio tasked with as Africa's newest nation?
My portfolio is a very, very big bag full of a lot of issues. It starts with organizing the trade or commerce inside and with other countries, and also I'm in charge of the portfolio of industry, building the industries in South Sudan. Also promotion of investment inside and outside South Sudan.
So far, with all these that you've talked about, how have you started 1 year since independence? What do you see as the prospect of your ministry?
Yeah, what I've seen is that there are a lot of huge challenges in this area. In terms of trade, we are trading with the countries that have already been in trade for quite a long time. The South has been in war with Sudan for about 50 years. This war did not give us a chance to develop our internal production. We have a very low production in all the manufacturing and in the raw materials. So, for instance, we don't have big factories in South Sudan. In terms of agriculture, we produce one third of what we are supposed to produce and consume it. In terms of investment, we are attracting investors to all sectors of the country, in the areas of oil sector and infrastructure, be it roads, telecommunication, agriculture, power generation, and building schools and health services and tourism and all this. So it is a difficult task, because there are a lot of things that we have to put in place, like regulations. We have to put down regulations to be able to attract the investors. As of now, we are attracting investors, but it is not enough to our ambition. We hope to have more. The region is very, very volatile in terms of instability. But we are doing our best to stabilize the internal front, that is South Sudan, so that it is peaceful and people go about their business in normal circumstances. We are trying also to build peaceful coexistence with our neighbor, the Sudan that we left from. Currently, we are having difficulties in relating to Sudan due to our differences in the oil, due to the differences in the borders, the demarcation. These are some of the issues that are pending and are creating a lot of instability in the region. And in this regard, we hope that the regional communities, like East African communities, like IGAD, and the continent, the AU, would come and aid the two of us, so that we reach the amicable solution, so that we have peaceful coexistence between us and Sudan. And trade is very important element in this coexistence, because trade binds more than other policies that are in place. So these are some of the things that we are doing.
Now, Mr. Minister, let me ask you this. Once you create the enabling environment to attract investors, definitely different opportunities will be created for the South Sudan people. What is your government going to do so that South Sudanese will take advantage of the opportunities that your portfolio possibly could create for them?
Yeah, we are supposed to do a couple of things to put them in place to enable South Sudan to invest and enable also to attract others to come and invest in South Sudan. The precondition for any investment and development is the peace and stability. We are doing a lot to reconcile the communities that have been affected by the war. We are doing a lot to reconcile with the neighboring countries, especially the Sudan, because instability within the country and with the neighbors also can affect the investment attraction negatively. So these are some of the things we are doing. We are trying to organize the sectors in the country so that we know what it takes for a sector to take off. For instance, in terms of power generation, which is a prerequisite for heavy industry in a country, and especially in South Sudan, currently we are having a very huge power deficit. Like we have about 10 to 20 megawatts in the entire country, a country that has oil. This is unacceptable. So we are inviting the investors to come and invest in power generation. Also, have to build roads and connectivity to connect the country with itself and to connect the country with other countries for easy import and export. This is very, very, very important for the trade flow within the country. Commodities moving from region to region and within a region. This is also very, very important. Regulations also very important. We have enacted a lot of laws that will protect the interests of the investors and interests of the government and interests of the communities where the materials or the commodities will come from. This is very important, and protection of the environment as well. This is very important. We are also trying to encourage financiers, especially the banking system, because we think that private sector can play a very good role in South Sudan, and we are saying that our economy should be economy that will be led by the private sector, and the government should confine itself to regulating the business. So we are working to encourage the private banks, and as of now we have about 9 banks in South Sudan. More than half of them are private banks, international banks from Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia, and the rest. This is very important for the private sector investment, because financing the development in South Sudan should be through the banking system and through the lending that is in that matter. So these are some of the things that we are putting in place. There is a confidence in South Sudan to be one of the tigers of Africa in the near future, but we have to put some systems and regulations in place so that everybody feels safe to invest in South Sudan.
Now, talking about systems and all that, definitely the people is the focus of South Sudan, as you have already said. So how are you going to bring the people up to speed to go with the government policy direction to develop the country and to meet to take advantage of the opportunities as well?
Yeah, we are saying that our development should be human-centered development. And if it is a human-centered development, then human element is the most important in the development. We need to develop the skills of our people. These are the people that have been fighting the war. Some of them have been demobilized from the army, and hence the need, the skills for them to enter the market. Currently, the government of South Sudan is the biggest employer, and this is a situation that we don't want to continue for a long time. We want the private sector to get there and recruit from South Sudanese people, but we have to empower them. Empowerment of the people, this is the policy of the government of South Sudan in terms of building the capacity in training and building high schools, universities, and high institutions. This is so that we give technical and professional training to the people so that they can enter into the market and be employed. So by empowering people, we'll be able to take off. The people of South Sudan will be able to contribute to the development of South Sudan. So the human capacity and its building is very important for us, and we are already doing that as a government, and we are doing that with the partners, especially the UN partnership with South Sudan is very critical and very important in this area.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister, for speaking to the Voice of America.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.